When President Bush wanted a plan to shake up the nation's schools, he found one in his own backyard. Texas has won praise for its system of testing students and making sure poor and minority children aren't left behind. That's the cornerstone of the law the president signed, which now applies to all 50 states. But as many look to Texas as a model, the state's testing policies are facing new opposition. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Linda Antonone seems torn when she talks about the new state tests her students are going to take this spring. They're so much tougher than previous tests.
One thing that I've always believed is that the way that you build confidence in students is by having them do things that are difficult. However, I think that you have to help people get there gradually, that you can't all of a sudden say, here's what the standard was and here's a new standard, and we expect you to be there immediately, because that's really not going to happen, and that will cause people to become frustrated and demoralized. All right, today's lesson. We are going to be looking at momentum. Now, as we
at Pascal High School in Fort Worth, Antonone's physics class has taken on a new level of urgency this semester. She says even in a school like this, with a demanding academic program, crowded honors courses, and more than its share of national merit scholars, many students here will struggle with a new test.
The standards that the state is setting are very rigorous. We're now trying to say not just some students learn these, but everybody. Every student that graduates high school must know these. It's much more rigorous, much more difficult than I think most people in the public really understand.
Antonone says the state can't just drop the relatively easy tests students have been taking for the past 4 years and expect kids to do well on much harder tests in reading, history, and math, let alone college-level chemistry, biology, and physics, which the new test now requires for graduation. The state's own projections warn of massive failure rates, especially among low-income Latino and black high school students. That's what educators here and across Texas are dreading.
It's going to be very difficult to explain to the public.
And to the federal government, says Fort Worth School Superintendent Thomas Tocco. With the Bush administration's No Child Left Behind Act now in place, the U.S. Education Department has the power to zero in on school systems with large minority and low-income populations and literally shut down schools if they don't show progress.
What happens in Texas will have long-term effect on the future of No Child Left Behind. And you get it right by having standards that are high, a reasonable amount of time to meet those standards so that teachers and students can see light at the end of the tunnel. We really don't need to demoralize teachers. We don't need to hurt children.
Tocco is one of 29 urban school superintendents in Texas who are calling on the state to phase in the new tests gradually, ratcheting up the level of difficulty over 3 to 5 years. But that would be a mistake, says Sandy Kress.
Now's not the time to put the test off or to soften the standards. It's not going to help the ninth grade kid.
Kress, a Dallas attorney, was the Bush administration's key negotiator when Congress was debating the president's No Child Left Behind Act. He's a driving force in Texas education politics and an advocate of tougher tests.
So this state made the decision 5 years ago to raise the bar. So superintendents in the field have known what was coming.
Kress says the entire nation is watching Texas because no state has used tests more effectively to improve the curriculum, raise students' academic performance, and identify bad schools.
Why do we not have an effective high school education for these youngsters that were promised these standards 5 years ago? Their parents have a right for them to get an effective high school education.
Local school officials say that's not the issue. The issue is the time schools have to prepare kids for a huge jump in the level of difficulty on high-stake exams. Even the architect of the state's testing policies, former State Education Commissioner Mike Moses, is wary of the timeline. Moses is now superintendent of the Dallas Public Schools. The night we caught up with Moses, he had just persuaded the Dallas School Board to go on record in favor of a go-slow approach, the first school board in the state to do so.
You know, this is not about lowering standards. It's about the test. I support high standards, and I support challenging our students. My concern is that the measures need to be valid and reliable.
The danger, says Moses, is that Texas will move from challenging standards to unrealistic standards. And he points to a startling projection.
The prediction on the 11th grade exit level test for the African American students is that 71% of the students will fail.
Not everyone believes that 7 out of 10 black 11th graders would fail. But even if they did, it would help expose the poor quality of education most minority high school students are receiving in Texas these days.
What this test is going to reveal is the truth.
Again, Sandy Kress.
If we believe that the test measures what it takes to be college ready, then I think the people of Texas will live with the lower performance rates or the higher failure rates and say, let's expect progress from here every year. But why the moaning?
This is how the state's midwinter education conference in Austin opened last month, with a weeping violin that may have captured the mood of educators from over 1,000 school districts. With a state budget shortfall of $10 billion and school funding cuts almost a certainty, state officials concede the disparities between rich and poor schools could widen, and that would complicate the work schools in poor communities must do to prepare students for the new test. Some superintendents say it's a train wreck waiting to happen. When Texas Education Commissioner Felipe Alaniz took the podium the first day of the conference and brought up the testing issue, he didn't sound very upbeat either.
As we meet here today, with less than a few weeks to go before the new exam, I know and I feel the angst, but I would also tell you that we're working hard to get as many resources to your front door.
After his speech, Alaniz agreed there will be difficulties ahead.
And I would tell you I'd be lying if I didn't worry about kids who may not pass or whether the numbers will be large. I think that question will be answered in July when our state board meets and looks at the real numbers and see what kind of adjustments they make.
The bigger question is, if high standards and tougher tests can't work in Texas, can they work anywhere else? The Texas Board of Education will have the final say after the new test results are in by July. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Austin, Texas.